Here with me, I've got Kent Witt, Sr. And Kent, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and the company that you work for.
Well, our company, High Grade Oil, is located in Sydney, Ohio. We are a supplier of, obviously, propane, and we handle a lot of light-end products as well, gasoline, diesel fuel. So we're a petroleum marketer across the board.
Well, I understand that you are, the new president of the Ohio Propane Gas Association?
Yes, I just was inducted as president here in August.
So at this point, I know that's not been long, but what are the kinds of things that are your responsibilities?
Well, obviously, conduct our meetings. We have quarterly meetings where we have all of our marketers attend, and just all the business applications that are taking place. We deal with government regulations and so forth as well, and kind of a voice in between the marketers and all the state associations as well.
Well, you've got a large and nice-looking exhibit here at the Farm Science Review. Maybe just tell me a little bit about what farmers are going to find when they come out here to the show and see propane on display.
Well, of course, they'll see all of the various apparatuses that we have. Typically, they're interested in what the price is going to do relative to the drying season, whether or not they have one or not. And obviously, that's on everybody's mind. We have a broad range of appliances here. As it relates to the ag community, there's a lot of heaters. There's a lot of drying equipment. We've got some vehicles and so forth. So really, it's a broad range of appliances, pretty much.
And I, let's not talk about the price so much. Although, like you said, that's right. Everybody seems to want to their first thing they want to focus on. But looking at it from an ag standpoint, I know that you can go to agpropane.com and learn more. But for example, not a lot of people might immediately think that propane can be used for controlling weeds, for example, right?
That's correct. And we don't have a lot of propane used in this neck of the woods for weed control. But we will get some farmers that will be interested in that. And it is a great vehicle to control weeds as well. So we'll discuss that with them when they have the questions that pop up. But
well, when you mentioned drying grain, for example, how would you describe the use, or maybe has it been growing in terms of farmers who are using propane for that purpose?
Of course, it depends on the year itself. I mean, a lot of times there'll be years go by when very little drying needs to take place, and there'll be other years when propane's used extensively for crop drying. But typically, like I said, it's kind of a hit and miss thing on drying. But the farmers, when they need that product, we're there, of course, to support them and provide that for them. So it's a great avenue for them.
Well, besides, I mentioned agpropane.com, Ohio Propane has its own website?
We do, Ohio Propane Gas, OPGA.com, .org, I guess it is, actually.
Okay, well, great. Well, we'll make sure we get a link to that in the post that we're going to do on AgWired. Well, thank you for spending a couple minutes here at the Farm Science Review, Kent. Hopefully the weather will continue to cooperate, and the bad stuff's gone. The good stuff's coming in.
That's
I think it's what we're all hoping for.
That's right.
I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.